Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, and we are joined by a friend of the show, super friend of the show, and the pride of Northeast Ohio. He is Chris Rose from the MLB and NFL Networks. Hello, Chris. How are you?
Chris.
Are you sick, Andy?
Yeah, I've been under the weather the last couple days.
Should have heard him yesterday.
But you're fighting through. You're fighting through. You're like the Cal Ripken of sports talk.
That's exactly right.
You don't care. You don't care. You'll play with a high ankle sprain if you need to. Sore throat, you grab a lozenge and you go. You borrow that from Greg Williams' cabinet. Let's go. Let's work.
It's pretty good.
Greg Williams and his lozenge. I can't believe it.
No, I got a lozenge.
He is so fast.
Pretty good.
So fast, Chris. It's unbelievable. I mean, he had that right there for you. It was like you guys planned that ahead.
Thanks.
A couple things that we want to talk about. First, I want to go with the Indians because we've been talking about, a lot of people want to talk about it today, and these rumors from John Heyman about, you know, making a major trade and letting go of some of the starting pitching. Your thoughts on that?
I think I mentioned it last week. I'm not so sure, but yeah, the question isn't how does this team win the Central? Because I still think that even a rebuilding White Sox and the Twins, depending on what they do, and they might spend some money in free agency this winter. It's how did the Indians close the gap on the Red Sox, Astros, and Yankees, right? I mean, that's what you have to do. So they're going to have to get creative. Because they're not going to sign guys to huge deals. You know, Encarnacion fell into their lap, and because baseball economics have changed so significantly in the last 2 years since we signed him, that's not a good deal anymore. Like $21 million for your DH, that's no bueno, right? So where's the one area where they have strength? It's starting pitching and guys that are controllable. You know, Patrick Corbin's going to go out there, and he's probably the top free agent pitcher out there, and he's probably going to get $105, $110 million over 5 years.
Yeesh.
Guys like Kluber and Carrasco are not going to cost you that, and they might even be better. So if you're a team, wouldn't you want shorter, more controllable starting pitching than taking a leap of faith with a guy on the free agent market? I mean, I would. So it makes perfect sense.
So what do you give up to get that if you're one of those teams?
Well, I mean, the Indians are going to want a guy they can plug into their outfield right now. And really, let's be honest, ever since they started going on this run in 2016, it's been mix and match, musical chairs, guys can't stay healthy.
Yep.
And, I mean, Michael Brantley was the one constant in 2018. Other than that, it's a, you know, who's playing center, who's playing right. So they need a guy they can depend on every day out there. You start there. And if you can get a bullpen arm that's reliable in front of Brad Hand, you're going to need that too.
Which one of these three guys do you think could bring back the biggest return? Kluber, Carrasco, or Bauer?
Bauer is the least, only because he can be a free agent after next year, I believe. So that's where it gets sticky, although he's, in my opinion, the best of the three right now. I think Carrasco might. I really do. I think just between his age, his strikeout ability still, and his controllability, if that's a word, I think it might be him.
I kind of agree with you. And if you were the Indians, which one would you want to part with? If you had to pick one.
This is going to sound insane, but Kluber.
Okay. Why?
His strikeout rate is going down. He's still great. It doesn't mean, like, God, I want to get rid of Corey Kluber. Let's not put this on the headline when we're tweeting out my appearance today.
We don't do
that. Rose wants to trade Kluber. All right, guys, let's mark that down. That's not what I'm saying. I just think that I think you could get good value for him. And I just think that it's smarter to hang on to Carrasco and take your chances with Bauer.
Interesting. Okay.
All right, Chris, let's switch over to the Browns. So you're 1 week in. I don't think anyone thought that they were going to beat Kansas City last week. Give me your opinions of what you thought of the Browns last week and where this team is moving forward.
Well, I'm worried about them defensively. I think it's just this weekend could
be. You see what happened today? EJ Gaines and Kirk Sierra. Okay. They're on the IR for the rest of the season.
Yep. I mean, you're not going to get any tears shed from Atlanta, which lost Deion Jones and Keanu Neal and another safety earlier this year. So, that you know, they're not going to throw a pity party for the Browns. And Matt Ryan's been phenomenal ever since the week one disaster in Philly. He's been really, really good. So I expect the Browns to probably give up 30-plus points again. They're a little bit all over the map defensively. I know the Chiefs are – they're probably the best team in football along with the Rams in getting guys in space. I mean, when Sammy Watkins is a distant fourth-best option on your offense, that's pretty good, considering he'd probably be number one on ours, which is kind of frightening. Here's what I'm looking at the rest of the year. Which of these backups that's playing can stick and can contribute defensively and offensively? Like, you know, we know we feel good. Like, in one sense, we know for the first time in two decades, we don't need a quarterback in the offseason, right?
Correct.
So our priorities are head coach, left tackle, wide receiver, defensive tackle, secondary, in that order, in my opinion. So I just want to see if anybody can make a little headway over the last. Remember, we still have half a season to play.
And with that thought in mind, you saw Greg Williams. The thing that we thought after the game, I especially thought, you know, after watching Hugh Jackson coach a game, I almost always had questions. Why did he do that? The only question I really had about Greg Williams after the game was, why did you go for two so early? Is he going to be that kind of a guy? Other than that, did what you're supposed to do as a head coach, did he not?
Well, yeah, in part because we had such low expectations. I mean, that, you know, go walk around the city of Cleveland, go ask people, did you expect to beat the Chiefs? I mean, you're going to find some hungover guy who maybe said yes. That's about it.
Yeah, but he recommended Manziel, too. So
that's true on the way into the office.
Right, good point. Exactly. So it's just, you know, when we have a game with some expectations, like this weekend, I mean, although Atlanta's playing well, you know, I mean, how many more? If you look at that schedule, there's not a lot where you're like, yep, definitely, here we go. This is win number three. Like, this is a possibility. Not a good one, in my opinion, but it's a possibility. So now that there's some expectations, I want to see it. I don't want to see him go for two every time. It's reckless. It's stupid. You know, you can't come out and say, well, that's who we are. Really? What we should be is more disciplined on defense. Stop jumping off sides. Stop holding guys when it's third and 12. Like, let's do that. Let's focus on that instead of trying to wow the world with new math.
All right, you talk defense. Let's talk offense. What did you think of Freddie Kitchen? What did you think of the play calling?
I thought it was fine. I felt fine about it. I mean, we're limited. We're really limited.
Yeah.
We've got a really good young running back. We've got a tight end who at times I'm like, you know, he looks like almost like a robot where he reaches his arms into the sky. And I was like, how did he catch that? And then, you know, there's 60% of the time where I go, how didn't he catch that? You know, Damian Ratley, welcome to the NFL. Dude, catch a pass for me. Do something. Like, you're getting your shot at the NFL. A guy like you, you won't get many opportunities. You damn well, if you get your hands on a ball when they're lining up a screen for you, you better catch it. Catch it. And I can't imagine what's going on in Jarvis Landry's head every day. I'd like to tap into the phone conversations he has with Odell Beckham Jr. Those would be fun.
But just put him in an Uber with those guys from the Ottawa Senators, and he won't have any problem, right?
Exactly.
Was that not a great video?
By the way, what'd you think of that? Were you like, those guys are idiots, or were you mad at the Uber driver?
I
was mad at the Uber driver, too, because I think that stuff happens on every team, everywhere. And, I mean, it's not easy being a coach. It's not easy being a player. But, you know, what is it? Because where was that? Was it in California?
It was in Arizona.
Oh, it was in Arizona where you can do that, where you can videotape a conversation. Yeah, I just thought it was really interesting because I do think that was a real look at what guys do when they're not happy in a situation. What'd you think?
Well, I think I'm going to tape my mouth shut the next time I get in an Uber.
Not a bad idea.
That's what I thought.
Unless they ask you to sign a waiver when you're done.
That's a real good idea.
Or if they say, let's play Cab. What's the game show? Cab? Cab?
Oh, yeah, Cash Cab.
Cash Cab. Yeah. Oh, that's a great one. That was big.
Seriously, it's another great teaching moment. I showed that to Josh, who just turned 18 last week, and I was like, see, dude, this is where it is. Just don't open your mouth unless you're in class. Don't post anything on social media. Basically, just hide in the corner the rest of your life. You'll be good.
Exactly. There you go. So he's going to Jeff Phelps Prep School.
It's the way to do it. Right there, Chris.
Yeah, I thought it was smart. We went. You know what we did yesterday? We went and voted together.
Oh, that's really pretty cool.
It was awesome. I did the show earlier in the day, and Al Leiter was filling in for Kevin Millar, and he said, you don't have your I voted sticker yet. I said, well, there's good reason. I'm waiting until Josh gets out of school. We're going to walk over to our polling station together and go do this.
Did you vote exactly the same way?
I don't know. He actually asked me the night before when he was going through the booklet. And he said, Dad, some of this stuff's confusing. What do I do? And I said, Josh, you got to figure that out on your own. You're 18. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for or what to do.
Except vote for that guy.
I was like, if we have a relative, I'll point you in the right direction. That's about it.
I thought you were going to tell him, do what I do, paper, rock, scissors.
No, stop. For God's sake. But why would you do that when there's only two? It's either a yes or a no or two people on the ballot.
Oh, come on. I mean, play along, Chris.
Phelps, for God's sake, pick something that's better than rock, paper, scissors. I mean, that's three choices. Don't make it harder.
All right. How about I'll give you two choices, Zion Williamson or R.J. Barrett?
See, now here's the deal. I was out to dinner and I came home and Duke was up 30 and I watched him for about 5 minutes. And so I was like, gosh, I am ordering a Zion Williamson jersey today, but I'm really going to be smart about this. I'm going to make it half Cavs, half Browns, so he could be a kind of just a situational pass rusher on Sundays. And I've never seen a kid built like that who went to college hoops. It's ridiculous. It's unbelievable.
It's a great idea.
Maybe you could get Brady Quinn's sister to make you a jersey. How's that sound? You remember that one?
Thank you. I do, but I'll give Mama Colquitt credit for last week's jersey. First of all, the fact that you have a punter jersey is unbelievable.
True.
The fact you had two punting sons in the same game, and, I mean, she had to have stitched that thing together. Like, there's nobody who's going to be like, you have two sons that do what in the league? Or they both punt. What? Like, get out of here, crazy old lady.
All right, I got to ask you one more question before we let you go, because I know this is something you would like to. Let's just say you're home. You're back in Cleveland for a holiday. You come back for the for the holidays. And someone says, hey, you want to go take your sons out to Spire Institute in Geneva and go watch LaMelo Ball? Would you go?
Listen, I was right down the road from where he played ball here, and I still didn't go.
Ah.
So why would I get on a plane, fly 4 hours, and then go do it?
Because you were home for the holidays. That's why.
Yes, so which would make it even dumber as to why I would leave my family and go watch some kid I don't care about. Not that I mean, kid's fine. I don't have a problem with him, but I'm not going to go watch him play basketball.
All right.
Like,
bitter.
Well,
you
done,
and Chris Phelps are so bitter.
Seriously, would you do it?
I want to watch him play. If he was close to me, I'd go watch him play. Like, if I knew that he was playing within 5 to 10 miles of my house, I'd go. I'd go watch him play. I want to see what he looks like. It's for the same reason I wanted to see Patrick Ewing play when he was in high school, for the same reason I wanted to see LeBron James play in high school. I'm intrigued.
Let's stop for a second.
Yes.
He's apparently very good.
Yes.
He's not either of those two.
Well, we don't know yet. He's young.
We know.
Yeah, but come on. Well, who was the best player? I know we got to go, but
sure.
Who was the best player in high school that you guys saw play or you guys played against or whatever?
It depends. On, like, if you ask me who the best player was in high school that I ever watched while I was a kid outside of LeBron James, it was a guy named Lloyd Franklin out of Cleveland Heights. I thought he was great. I mean, to me, but I was a little kid.
I'm talking about that was your age, that was a contemporary of yours.
Who was the best?
Good question.
Yeah, I got to think about it. Who's yours?
Okay, two of them real quickly.
Okay.
Since I went to U.S., O.J. McDuffie went to Hawkins.
Right.
He used to play not only basketball and football, but during the baseball season, he would sometimes be the DH, which hit a homer like 380 feet, go run track in between the bats and come back. Wow. And then the other one was Chris Webber. And he came into the U.S.'s gym at 14 doing 360s during warm-ups. And I remember going up to my dad and I said, "Dad, should I ask for his autograph now or wait until he's the number one pick in the draft?" My dad was like, "I'd do it now. Get in front of the line." I was like, "Yeah, you could tell back then. You just knew he was special."
All right, Chris, you win. You always win these arguments. That's why I
love you. No, these aren't arguments. These are just little anecdotal stories that hopefully your audience gets something out of instead of rock, paper, scissors. Go.
Goodbye, Chris. Enjoy your voting returns. Go share those with your son. Sounds good.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Chris. We'll talk to you later. All right, Chris Rose from MLB and NFL Networks. Always nice enough to join us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.